Hi, everybody. I'm so grateful that you've joined me for this first weekday meditation of 2019. One of the things that I find so wonderful is that when we can take a few moments and set aside some quietude and solitude in our life, that we have such an incredible opportunity throughout that day to be able to trust in, walk with, hope for, and know that we are walking with the divine, our own creator. And so I'm so grateful. Many people have said to me, Chuck, I'd love to be able to experience this meditation that you've talked about for a few years, but I'm just not into that whole thing, you know, burning incense. And I'm not trying to invite you to that, although let me say, I'm not sure there's anything wrong with that either. But I invite you to take a time of quietude and solitude and join me. One of the things I know without any hesitation is, just like Paul writes in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, it's incredibly important and powerful that when we come into God's presence and approach our Creator, that we do so with reverence. Now, I don't think that means that we put on, you know, a fake God voice, but I think what it does mean is that we are in awe of God, that we have not lost this recognition that there is but one God and it's Him, not us, and that we have a sense of reverence. And parents, I believe it's one of the greatest things we can teach our children. So we've come together to examine what we truly believe about our Creator and prayer, especially if you have trouble drawing close to God or experiencing the presence of God. Or maybe you would say, you know, Chuck, I've never heard from God. I know I've heard you talk about that, but I've never heard from God before. Well, let's start by approaching Him with a sense of reverence. God, we are in awe that with Your voice You spoke this creation. And while we can't understand everything there is to understand, we come to You in faith and we come to You with trust that our Creator loves us. And God, I'm so grateful that You do. Years ago, I learned a short acrostic about how we might come before God and experience His incredible character and love, His overwhelming goodness, His infinite wisdom, and His overpowering and unbelievably ununderstandable ability to do anything and everything, especially when we choose to put God first and address Him in a manner worthy of His divinity and pray through this little acrostic, which is spelled out ACTSX, Adoration. Lord, we're so grateful for You. We're overwhelmed that You still love us. Confession. God, look inside of me. Find anything that I need to bring to You and ask for forgiveness, especially those things that are hidden deep down inside, marrow deep in my life. Thanksgiving. God, here's three things that I'm so grateful for right now. And then supplication. Just talk to Him about your day. Talk to Him about how you want to walk with Him through the day, that you need Him in your 2 o'clock meeting, that this pressing detail you've got to get done, that you'd have wisdom and direction and character to make the right choices. And so I encourage you that let's talk to God openly and honestly about what's going on in our life. Not that He has to know about them, for He already does, but He wants you to do so. And I believe one of the best ways we start doing that is we start with some deep and significant breathing, which is much like you're in the presence of the world that's clamoring for your attention, and you take a few breaths, and those breaths are like opening up a door and shutting it behind you as you walk into God's private office, and you see Him in this overstuffed leather chair, and you can hop up and talk with God the Father without the noise of this world. So maybe you need to just find a point of quietude and solitude real quick right now, and then start breathing. Pay attention to your breath. Let your shoulders slump. Let the tension fall out of your hips and legs. Let your mind get quiet. And if you're like me and you have a hard time focusing, often I don't close my eyes because my mind will race. So if that's you, feel free. But just take a few deep breaths. Follow with me. Maybe one more just to set our pace. Now let your breath just stay at ease. Let it be as though you're intentionally sending it to different parts of your body that need that additional oxygen and that encouragement. And start off with this time of adoration. Tell the Lord and just say, how do you see God today? Lord, today, I see you as my creator, my sustainer. And maybe I haven't been with you in a while, but Lord, I'm here now, and I'm so grateful for you. Go ahead, talk to the Lord. And then enter into a time of confession. God, would you seek my heart, look at everything within me, and find whatever is going on in my life that is wrong or sinful or selfish, and ask him to forgive you of those things. Go ahead, do that right now. Man, I'm telling you, confession is a powerful time. And then Thanksgiving. Tell the Lord three things that you're grateful for right now. They don't have to be super spiritual. You might want to say, God, I'm grateful for my truck, or I'm grateful for macaroni and cheese. But what is it you're grateful for right now, knowing all things that are good come from above? And then supplication. That's that last letter in Acts. Go ahead and talk to him about your day. Talk to him about things that matter in your life, about things that he might could use you to accomplish his task and his kingdom work with. Pray for the needs of other folks. And finally, pray for your own needs, remembering to seek God's will about what you should do in all things. And now I want to invite you to do the hardest part of meditation, but maybe the most powerful, and that is, I want to stop talking, and I want to invite you to stop talking and simply take this few moments of quietude and solitude and listen for God. Now, I don't think I've ever audibly heard God, but I'll tell you, I've come so stinking close because I believe I have heard crystal clear direction. But I also believe most of us, many of us, maybe all of us, need to train our hearts, our heads, and our ears to know the voice of God. So I'm going to invite you to join me for 45 seconds. That's all, just 45 seconds to listen to what the Lord might be telling you right now. Go. And let's bring this time to a halt. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the time to hear from you, to know you, and to walk with you today. And rather than saying amen, Lord, we want to open up this line and leave it open with you throughout the day to pray without ceasing, trusting you'll speak to us and you will guide us and direct us, especially as we have come to you asking for wisdom and direction this day. My friend, as we leave this first day, let me leave you with this one thought from Charles Stanley. When we stop short of listening to God, the Christian life will remain uninspired, unremarkable, and weak. That's a great word for this day. Go live in strength, power, and victory, knowing you can walk and trust in the divine. And I'll see you back here tomorrow for another weekday meditation. Bye now.